Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Tuesday, May 11th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 194 total bills, to include 156 bills being read for the first time. As is likely increasingly obvious, these calendars are growing much longer. Expect that it's almost assuredly impossible for them to get through the entirety of the calendar as it exists today, let alone any additional calendars leading up to the self-imposed deadline on Thursday that precludes the House from considering any additional House bills on second reading. Here's a brief update on bills we have spoken about recently. The bill that would extend Chapter 313 tax abatements an additional 10 years by State Representative Jim Murphy, a Republican from Houston, was ultimately killed yesterday due to several poison pill amendments that ended up being adopted. You can read more about this on our website. Notably, a safety net bill to extend the tax abatement an additional 2 years was previously passed on Saturday. Opponents of the Chapter 313 tax abatements consider it nothing more than that of corporate welfare, and it picks winners over losers and therefore is antithetical to free market practices. The bill being killed yesterday was a win in their book. The Texas Pandemic Response Act, or House Bill 3 by State Representative Dustin Burroughs, passed its initial reading yesterday in the House after fielding several amendments. It will be read one final time today and, assuming passage, will then be sent to the Senate, where its future is a little bit more unclear. For a breakdown of that bill, make sure to check out our story on our website. Notably, an amendment authored by State Representative Cody Vassute, a Republican from Angleton, was attempted, but ultimately it failed. It would have precluded the governor and local governments from enforcing a mask mandate. Notably, seven Republicans joined Democrats to ensure that they could continue to do so. The two bills related to the Republican Party of Texas priority of religious freedom are up today to include House Joint Resolution 72 by State Representative Jeff Leach, a Republican from Allen. He postponed this bill to today so that he could bring up the Senate version instead, which is Senate Joint Resolution 27 by State Senator Kelly Hancock, a Republican from North Richland Hills. This bill would provide for a constitutional amendment to prohibit state or local governments from prohibiting or limiting religious services of religious organizations. You may recall over the course of the last year in the wake of the pandemic that many governmental entities attempted to shut down churches and places of worship. House Bill 525 by State Representative Matt Shaheen, a Republican from Plano, similarly designates all religious organizations as essential at all times, to include during a declared state of disaster. The anti-critical race theory bill was heard late into the morning this morning, House Bill 3979 by State Representative Steve Toth, a Republican from the Woodlands. This bill would provide for the development of students' civic knowledge in the Texas Social Studies curriculum. The Democrats added several amendments watering down the bill before its passage to third reading. It's notable that over the course of the debate, the 25 additional co-authors of the bill, who happened to all also be Republicans, only one of them stood up in support of the bill during the several-hour debate. Not one of them asked questions from the back mic or seemingly attempted to help in any real public way, while Democrat lawmakers controlled the narrative all night, attacking different aspects of the bill. It will be heard today for the final time before being sent to the Senate. The Tim Tebow bill by State Representative James Frank, a Republican from Wichita Falls, is up again today. It was originally laid out last week on May 5th, but due to a sustained point of order, it was sent back to the House Public Education Committee. This bill allows homeschooled students who are eligible to participate in UIL activities the option to participate in those activities if their local public school district allows. Republican State Representative Candy Noble of Lucas has a bill that would seek to streamline safety net programs to reduce costs and improve outcomes for the recipients of the programs. This is House Bill 1886. Republican State Representative Jay Dean of Longview still has his bill on the calendar that would require the Commissioner of Education to apply to the U.S. Department of Education for a waiver from federal testing requirements during any school year in which a disaster has been declared by either the president or the governor. This, of course, comes in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, still has his bill, House Bill 2558, on the floor today, and it would prohibit any state contracts with companies that discriminate against the firearm or ammunition industries. State Representative Jim Murphy has another bill on the calendar today, House Bill 1530, which would establish revenue bonds to fund capital projects at public institutions of higher education. Notably, it has a negative fiscal note of $685 million. Critics take issue with what they see as frivolous spending at a time when the economy is attempting to rebound in the wake of the pandemic, and Texans from all across the state are seeing their property taxes rise with no additional relief. Republican State Representative Greg Bonin has House Bill 4509 up today as well. This bill would work to establish what is called informed patriotism in public schools as a part of the civics curriculum. Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth, has House Bill 3906 up today, which would add additional regulations on the use of political funds with regard to things like campaigns and lobbying, and add additional functions to the Texas Ethics Commission. A Republican Party of Texas priority relating to monument protection is up today. House Bill 3013 by State Representative Kyle Biederman, a Republican from Fredericksburg, relating to the display and exhibits that are located on the grounds of the Alamo Complex, is being considered. Notably, this is the first monument protection priority bill to make it to the floor in either chamber. State Representative Tam Parker, a Republican from Flower Mound, has a bill instituting the efficiency audits to certain social safety net programs like TANF, or Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program, in House Bill 1516. State Representative James Frank has another bill related to guidelines for the statewide implementation of community-based foster care by the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services up today. This is House Bill 3691. Another Republican Party of Texas priority related to election integrity is being heard today as well. This is House Bill 2339 by State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth. This bill would use jury lists for voter registration citizenship verification. It's likely the Senate version of this bill, Senate Bill 155 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, will be brought up instead as it's already passed the Senate. Another bill by Republican State Representative Charlie Guerin from Fort Worth is House Bill 347, and this bill would create a criminal offense for making false statements in illegally obtaining a firearm. Similarly, it's likely that the Senate version of this bill, Senate Bill 162 by State Senator Cesar Blanco, a Democrat from El Paso, will be brought up instead as it's already passed the Senate. Democrat State Rep. Carl Sherman of DeSoto has the Motham Jean Act up today. This bill would require law enforcement officers equipped with body-worn cameras to keep the camera on and active during an investigation, with certain exceptions. Lastly, for the House Transportation Committee is meeting today and taking up a priority bill of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's. This bill is the Texas Consumer Privacy Act, or Senate Bill 15, by State Senator Robert Nichols, a Republican from Jacksonville. The overall Senate will convene at 11 a.m. today. They have added several bills to their intent calendar, most importantly to include Senate Bill 1606 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood. This bill would create the Texas Grid Security Commission under the Texas Department of Emergency Management to oversee the process by which critical infrastructure of the power grid is not only identified but hardened. As we spoke about yesterday, House Bill 574 by State Representative Greg Bonin, sponsored by State Senator Larry Taylor, both Republicans from Fredwood, is still on the intent calendar. This bill would increase the criminal penalties associated with ballot fraud as well as expand on its overall definition. This is a priority of the Republican Party of Texas as it relates to election integrity. As an update to legislative priorities moving through the overall legislative process, House Bill 1399 by State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt, this bill would prohibit a physician from administering puberty blockers or conducting gender transition surgeries in a minor, a priority of the Republican Party of Texas as it relates to children and gender modification, was officially put on Wednesday's House calendar. What's notable about this is that with the impending deadlines in the House of Thursday being the last day that House bills can be considered on second reading, the bill was buried very deep in the calendar for Wednesday, which makes it almost a sure thing that it will never be gotten to for consideration. Similarly, House Bill 2526 by State Representative J.C. Jaton, which is an Republican Party of Texas priority related to election integrity, was buried on the same calendar. This bill would have required the enforcement by the Texas Secretary of State of voter roll maintenance. Today is day 120 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning counting today, there's just 21 days left. Thursday, as we've talked about before, marks the last day the House can consider House bills on second reading. Using legislative history as a guide, however, if a bill gets scheduled on a calendar after today, its prospects to be considered are slim to none, as factions in the House will almost assuredly begin exploiting parliamentary delay tactics in efforts to kill them. It's likely the House of Representatives will meet every day for the remainder of this week. That's it for today's episode. I know it was a lengthy one. Join us again tomorrow for another update, and make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. Make sure to check out the Luke Macias Show over on our Facebook page today around 3 p.m. as well. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @opinionatedk. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.